is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating preoperative history and physical on patient Demby, D-E-M-B-Y, first name Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, the date of birth September 21, 1956, the date of evaluation July 13, 2022, the chief complaint 63, correction, 65-year-old African-American female who stayed preoperatively. The HPI. The patient has noted is a 65-year-old female who reports an industrial injury which occurred in August of 2021 when she was separating kids from a fight. She had subsequently injured her shoulder and noted worsening shoulder pain, period. She was referred to Kaiser, where she underwent physical therapy, acupuncture, and a conservative course, period. She then noted improvement in her range of motion, but she continued the pain, period. MRI was then performed, and this revealed a tear, period. The patient was subsequently referred to orthopedic for further evaluation, period. He has had ongoing pain, which she described as burning, serious pain radiates to the neck and back of the shoulder, serious pain is worsened with movement, serious. It is typically 7/10 and improved with inactivity, serious. She has had no exertional chest pain, myself, you know, or paroxysmal or nocturnal dyspnea. The past medical history, unremarkable past surgical history, hysterectomy, next number right four finger, next number oral surgery, medication, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, an uncle, maternal, had CDA, mother died from myocardial infarction, father died from lung cancer, sisters had hypertension and diabetes, he has prior history of alcohol and cigarettes, but none in the last 20 years, she denies drug use. The review of systems, cardiac, she has had low extremity swelling slash edema and palpitations in the past period, currently denied same, gastrointestinal, she has history of hiatal hernia, neurologist, she has headache, psychiatric, she has depression and insomnia, endocrine, she has history of borderline diabetes, infectious disease, she has history of COVID-19 infection, gynecologic, she has history of hysterectomy at age 50. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/86, pulse 64, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 243.4 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The lower extremities reveal 1+ ankle edema, musculoskeletal. Left shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on abduction and tenderness on external rotation, period. The data review, lab work, sodium 145, potassium 4.9, chloride 106, bicarb 31, BUN 17, creatinine 0.73, glucose 95, hemoglobin A1c 6.4, white blood cell count 2.9, hemoglobin 15.1, platelets 296, urinalysis, slightly cloudy, specific gravity 1.025, leukocyte esterase 1+, white blood cell count 20-40, bacteria moderate. A ECG reveals sinus rhythm of 51 beats per minute with left with an axis, but it's otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 65-year-old female with history of industrial injury, period. She is now scheduled for surgery of the left rotator cuff, period. She was found to have impingement syndrome of the left shoulder, type 2 SLAP lesion, period. She is now scheduled for left shoulder arthroscopy with subacromial depression, distal clavicle excision, extended Friedman rotator cuff repair, possible bicep tendinitis, period. She is found to have evidence of asymptomatic bacteriuria, period. She further has findings of newly diagnosed diabetes with hemoglobin A1c of 6.4, period. She has sinus bradycardia, period. Patient has a multitude of medical problems. Despite the same, she is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same recommendation, may proceed as surgically indicated.